You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating our connection with our pets toll-free. 1-866-405-8405. I don't know if any of you have been watching the news the last couple of weeks, especially those of the Catholic persuasion. A couple of weeks ago, Pope Francis trying to console a little distraught boy whose dog had died, and Francis told him that paradise is open to all of God's creatures. Which seems pretty reasonable to me, but the Catholic theology says that animals cannot go to heaven because they have no souls. The Catholic Church was quick to say that that was pastoral language, shouldn't be dissected by academics, and that animals don't have souls, and they do not go to heaven. Can we file that away? Studio's on fire! I'm going to file that away in the round file there. Is anyone here with me? I feel like I'm alone in a room.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. That's just depressing. Come on. Let's get out of the Stone Ages here, you know. I think we all know our pets have souls, and, you know, I'll argue that fact with anyone.
You would think Pope Francis, of all people.
I know.
St. Francis. Let's hit the phones.
I'm changing my last name.
1-866-405-8405. We have Belinda. Hey, Belinda. How are you?
Fine. How are y'all today?
Good. Where are you today?
I am in Eastern North Carolina.
Eastern North Carolina? I love your accent. I love that Southern accent. How can
Thank
we help you?
Very much. Well, I've got a question regarding an infection that has been reoccurring on my dog. She's a 2-year-old flat-coated retriever.
Okay.
And would start getting little spots on her stomach like fire ant bites. And at first that's what I thought it was and just made sure to kill them all and get them gone. But It would get worse, where she's biting at it and scratching and licking like crazy.
Okay.
So my vet had us try prednisone and given her a Benadryl. And that would clear it up until the prednisone, we would wean her off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried 2 rounds with that. And a friend of mine, she has a Cocker Spaniel with similar problems, and they discovered it was a yeast infection.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I tried some shampoo. I looked it up on the internet and tried some shampoo, but had a 2% medicine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And her stomach, it cleared it up. It's been white, no problems whatsoever. The problem now is it won't go away from the skin behind her pad as the foot comes up on the leg. And someone mentioned food. She had been eating Beneful, and they recommended a premium. But she's still licking and biting at them, and the fur's gone.
Labradors, of course, are my love. but they are definitely, a lot of these retrievers, man, they really have these skin problems. And a couple things you said really kind of like little exclamation points were going up in my head as you were saying that. One is that some of her signs did improve with prednisone, which is a steroid. Helps a lot with types of allergies and inflammation problems. So yeast is a certain problem that can happen on the skin, but it isn't commonly a single issue, meaning that yeast comes along for the ride along with something else. And it's very possible that your baby has some sort of seasonal and or food-related allergy. So definitely my first thought is not that I'm going to bash Beneful because it's, you know, it certainly has its place. But for a pet who has these suspicious signs, I would go a little bit more than just a special food that you pick up at PetSmart. I'd talk to your veterinarian about getting on a hypoallergenic diet.
Okay.
There's lots of different ways we can manage this, but it's very important to get on a food that's very restricted, either in the types of ingredients, what we call a novel protein or novel ingredient diet, or to go to a hydrolyzed protein diet. And we need to go to that for about 8 weeks to see if we see improvement in the overall skin condition. That would be one thing that I'd say is a must for your dog. The other thing is that, you know, I would like to find out more about when these little plaques and these little things are on the skin and look at that under the microscope and see. If we do have yeast and we do have maybe even bacteria there, then I would tackle things also in another direction, not just with a shampoo, But in many cases, we'll have to add an oral medication along with that. And some pets with yeast infections, we can just bathe and bathe in a bathe cycle and keep that going, but not really get to the heart of it. And yeast, if anyone who has a athlete's foot knows, can take a long time to treat. So anything we can do to help speed that along, and that would include adding an oral anti-yeast medicine into the mix of things. So if that is appropriate for your pet, then I would certainly do that in addition to the, maybe it's a ketoconazole-based shampoo that you may have been using. Yeah, that's pretty typical. So that might be something else. But I think really the food trial with a hypoallergenic diet and then finding out if we do in fact have yeast or bacteria there and then seeing if we can get around that and, you know, get around the right medications for that. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call,
right.
Belinda.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn, your resident party animal, coming to you on Animal Radio. Friend of mine just got a new dog after his passed away, his loyal sidekick for many, many, many years. I knew he was going to bounce back fairly quick. For me, it took some time. But he's went and got a rescue dog, which several people I know have done lately. And I just think this is a wonderful program. And he showed me picking out the dog he had filmed on his cell phone as he was going to the area where all of the rescue dogs were, and they were being led into this one area at the same time. And for those of you, there's no one listening to Animal Radio who doesn't know what a rescue dog is. It was great for me to learn about. It wasn't something I learned about until a few years ago, and a lot of people probably don't know. So for those of you who may not know, dogs who are, you know, taken out of a bad situation, or taking out of really, quote, no situation at all. So you're essentially rescuing a dog. This isn't you going and looking in the newspaper and finding a new litter and waiting the subsequent 2 weeks to bring home an adorable little puppy. This is a dog that's been through something. So rescue dog, just a great situation. Rescue pet. But he showed me the videotape of the dogs being led into the area. And it was quite comical because all these dogs kind of come running in. I'm like, oh, show me which one. He's like, not yet, not yet. And then in the end, there's just this one that comes in real kind of slow, like, these guys are no fun and I'm bored by all of them. But okay, we're going to get let in, see who gets picked today. And I said to him, well, why did you go? Is he old? And he's like, no, I just wanted one that was mellow, man. I just wanted one that was mellow. And every phone call that I've had with him since, the footage was hilarious. I saw it over the holidays. Every phone call I've had with him ever since, at one point during the call, I hear, will you stop? Please stop chewing that. And I think, I actually say, not as mellow as that cell phone video suggested, is he? But nonetheless, Verbeek has found a home. And rescue pets, take it from me, Vinny Penn, the party animal on Animal Radio.